you. You do it with the mind. That's your helpmate. That is Eve in the Bible, man's helpmate. It's really the only helpmate you got. You might say, well, my mom, my dad, my wife, my husband, my brother, my sister, my guru, they'll help me. Very limited. Very limited. But your mind, tune it up. It is the greatest helpmate you will ever have. Because when you turn that mind inside to the divine God within yourself, it can fathom the facets of consciousness and put you in tune with the true expression of consciousness, the real self, the purpose of life, the opportunities of consciousness to become a son of God, a immortal being. You have to earn it. You have to make the inroads to that state of awareness. You mind? Peggy, yesterday, bless her heart, finally made it through. Now her immortality has begun to overlay in the great supreme consciousness. She is on her way. She can never die. Never die. There can never be anything such as death for her now. She made the breakthrough yesterday. Some of you was watching her. I was upstairs looking down watching you. And that's when I told you, go back home and pay attention to your own self. Leave other people alone. She was making her breakthrough into the great supreme and being birthed into her immortality of consciousness. So there are those who do this at different times. And it can happen to all of you. All of you. But you have to do the work.